Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to invite people to share good news. This can lead to a more fruitful and positive conversation than the usual, "How are you?" banter we hear all day long. If you pay attention, you will no doubt see that you say some version of, "How's it going?" multiple times per day. It can be formal, like with a team icebreaker in a meeting, but that is also how we greet kids, or friends, or even a regular barista. And there's nothing wrong with this question. The problem is that almost everyone is going to answer, "Fine," or in this day and age, "Busy." None of these answers do much to advance the conversation along. So why not tweak this question just a little bit, and specifically, invite people to share something good? For instance, the "tell me what you've been up to" opening of a meeting could be asking everyone to share a win from the last week. If nothing else, the meeting is going to start with everyone feeling like they are in a more positive frame of mind. Wow, this is a winning team. If you are leading a Sunday school class or a Girl Scout troop meeting, you could likewise invite people to share the best thing that happened since you last saw each other. Ask your Saturday morning running buddies what was the highlight of their week. If you run into a friend in the grocery store, ask her what she most enjoyed cooking this week. Or if you are meeting in the garden store, ask her what's the prettiest thing growing in her yard right now. Little kids may be eager to share their good news, but older kids and adults can sometimes need more of an invitation. Maybe they don't want to boast, or maybe they are sensitive to other people's struggles. They don't want to draw attention to their own good fortune. I get that. But regardless, when you invite people to tell you something good, you give them license to amplify their own joy by sharing it with you. Now, of course, for relationships to be authentic, we need opportunities to share bad news as well. Our lives are not all sunshine and smiles. So be sure that you leave room in your close relationships for talking about your whole life, not just the cheerful parts. And of course, you need to read the room. I am not sure that a meeting about layoffs needs to start with a discussion of people's wins. And if your friend in the grocery store looks exhausted, maybe offering her a kind word and wishing her a peaceful week is more appropriate. But with those caveats in mind, sometimes, especially in a quick, "how are you" kind of exchange, asking for a hi can be a great way to connect over something specific and positive. And that can be a very good thing indeed. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia.
For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.